I would like to make a motion without objection to ask county staff to develop a map of all county land that has water access, and that we work together to ensure that our public can enjoy the use of this land, and we work to ensure public enjoyment and public access to these lands. It's simple.
That was Commissioner James Calkins last night at, or yesterday afternoon at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, at the very end of a lengthy 75-minute discussion about whether the public should have access at the Holly Point boat ramp, boat launch, walk down, whatever you want to call it, area number 2. It was a long conversation, and the landing was to reopen and take down the gates, because despite concerns about safety, that should be public access land, because it is public access land. And then there was this additional motion to produce a map that would tell the public where are all these little strips of land that people could use theoretically to have access to the water. I love this idea. I think it's a good thing. Joining us now, Dan Schebler, who is the Santa Rosa County Administrator, who of course was at that meeting yesterday. Dan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. Obviously, one of the challenges in producing more public awareness of land the public owns, like this access point, is that you're then going to have people who want to use it bumping up against the property owners in the area around that land and their parking areas, their lack of parking areas, their streets, and all of this. That seems like a pretty delicate balancing act to me.
Yes, right. I mean, I'd agree with that. I think you hit the nail right on the head there. It might be public land that's on the water, for instance, but having access to that is not necessarily just identifying its location. Is there parking available there, safe parking that doesn't block traffic or congest the road? Is there a safe walking path? Is there what improvements need to be made, and what amenities need to be added? So I think we can rather quickly, I think, identify public lands around the county and especially those that are waterfront access, but not all of them are going to be accessible.
Yeah, and you know, as you say, there's issues of the access itself, but then there's also that, you know, kind of a NIMSY sort of not in my side yard. You know, everybody generally wants there to be these access points for kayakers or walkers or fishermen or whatever, but, you know, nobody really wants 10 new cars on your cul-de-sac. You know, that's always the challenge. So, I assume balancing that is going to be, kind of an interesting thing going forward. What is the status of the borrow pit exemption? We're waiting on DEP. Is that going to be scheduled anytime soon? Do we have a, like, when can the public expect to have a resolution of this question?
We received all of the comments back on our future land use amendment that we sent to the state to change the language in the comprehensive plan, and that would allow expansion of borrow pits. We're going to talk about it with our board on Tuesday. No votes are taking. It's not the public hearing. But we do want to make the commissioners aware and the board and the public aware. We received all the comments and get some direction on scheduling that public hearing. You have 180 days once you receive the comments back from the state to schedule the second public hearing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that on Tuesday and kind of get the board's direction on what additional information they may want and how we go forward to a public hearing. But it hasn't been scheduled yet, but okay. We're going to talk about it on Tuesday morning.
So tell me if I'm wrong about this. On Tuesday, you could decide to schedule a public hearing if you wanted to move forward, but if the commission decided that they were not even going to give this a vote, that they were not going to move forward with it, they could decide to kill it at that meeting, right?
I don't think it's not an action meeting.
Okay.
So I don't foresee a decision like that on Tuesday. It's more of a discussion, and then I anticipate there'll be some additional staff work to prepare for the public hearing. And so I think it's just a matter of when, and I don't expect that a decision to kill the issue would occur Tuesday.
I was just thinking that if they had a change of mind based on all the public pushback, that they might theoretically say, you know what, we're not going to ever approve this, and there's no reason for staff to keep working on this. We're going to let it die of neglect. But that's kind of what I had in mind, not necessarily a vote to end it. But okay, fair enough. One of the other things,
I guess that could be. I mean, that could be part of the. That certainly could be part of the discussion. But
okay,
we'll see how it goes Tuesday morning.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like I always say, you got to play the game to find the winner. You got to run the meeting typically to find out what's going to actually happen, especially because you can't talk about it across sunshine. I didn't get to the end of the meeting yesterday. I was working on other stuff, but I know one of the things that another issue that James Caulkins, Commissioner Caulkins, had brought up was support for Anthony Sabatini's House Bill 123. That's the open carry or constitutional carry, which would mean no permits for concealed carry, and anybody could also open carry a pistol on their hip, like is done in many, many states. I didn't get through the meeting to get to the point, but what did the board do with that in the end?
There was a healthy debate about the issue, about the bill specifically. Some concern about some of those tenants that you mentioned on concealed carry permits and reciprocity and things, and how would this bill impact that? And in some ways, it was a little hard to gauge because there has been no staff analysis in Tallahassee of this. So we're going basically everybody's making their own interpretation of the bill.
Sure.
However, the board affirmed, you know, our strong position as a Second Amendment county, strong support for the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and we kind of did a little resolution on staffing on the fly. We took a recess, crafted some new language, basically that captures Santa Rosa County's position as a strongly in support of the Second Amendment to prohibit some of the legislation or against legislation that would further infringe on an individual's right to bear arms, and then also to support House Bill 123 and other legislative measures introduced that support the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
Oh, in unanimously? 5-0?
5-0.
Wow. I mean, I'm not that surprised, but I am surprised only because I thought some commissioners might be reluctant to involve themselves in Tallahassee's legislation. And you know, as you say, staff analysis not having been performed yet, implications not 100% known. That's interesting to me that it was a unanimous vote. I'm not that surprising, but still, you know, kind of interesting. Anything else particularly from the meeting yesterday that people should know about, Administrator?
No, I mean, we had a big Love's truck stop coming, travel stop, I guess, not a truck stop anymore. They call them Love's travel stop, coming to East Milton area at exit 26. So there were some engineering approvals. The engineering approval is not necessarily exciting, but I think it's exciting to have that economic engine and gas tax collector and sales tax collector coming to Santa Rosa County.
Not to be obvious about the point, but when we're traveling, we love Loves. So they're always a very, you know, they're a very good place to get affordable gas, and they take care of their facilities. So that's kind of exciting. Well, Dan Schebler, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. And trust me when I say this, you have no idea how much work it is to be an administrator of a county in our two-county area, for sure. Dan, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thanks for the time that you spend with us after the meetings. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.